You've by now heard of the $38,000 bag that Oprah Winfrey asked to see in that high-end boutique in Switzerland. One of the wealthiest women in the world, she's worth $3 billion, was told, no, it's too expensive for you. NPR's Code Switch asked if other African-Americans have had an Oprah moment. One response, my mother was buying towels. The clerk told her they were too expensive. She left. Another wrote, at a hotel in South Dakota, a man stopped me in the hall and asked me to deliver more towels to his room. There's also a hashtag on Twitter, My Oprah Moment. But what if this was about more than race? Heidi Moore is the economic and business editor at The Guardian. She's written a fascinating column. And Heidi, you are saying that race has been cited, and rightfully so. But you also point to another marker of socioeconomic status, weight. How so?
Yeah, absolutely. There have been numerous studies that show that when people judge our status, how much we're able to spend, where we are in the social order, they look at our weight, especially for women. And black women who are of size tend to be seen as lower in socioeconomic status. And obviously, all of these status markers are unjust. They can be wrong, as we saw in Oprah's case. And she's a billionaire who struggled with her thyroid and could have bought not only that handbag, but the entire shop.
Right.
But for a shop assistant who didn't recognize her and who didn't correctly read, you know, Oprah's clothing, she was apparently wearing a cute Donna Karan dress. You know, it's very easy to look at somebody of size as well as somebody of color and say, maybe you don't have the money that you need to spend here.
Well, and Oprah could buy and has her own chef so she can eat properly. It is, as you said, she has a thyroid condition. And you say there are studies that link a woman's size and her socioeconomic status, because people with low incomes tend to eat the food that's not as good for you and is higher in calories. But what else are you saying about this observation when it comes to business?
Yeah, and actually, I'd like to talk about that in a minute. One of the reasons that women of lower socioeconomic status tend to weigh more is that it's very difficult to get healthy food in many neighborhoods that aren't rich. And mm-hmm. so there have been numerous studies about that as well.
Yeah.
So my larger point is that businesses are really being ignorant about giving up the amount of business they could get from people who are, you know, from women particularly, who are above a size 10 and who have that money to spend and are willing to spend it, but are often discouraged because they're told that they are not of the right image. And we've seen this from other businesses.
Well, you quote the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, who recently justified not making plus-size clothing by saying, our clothing is exclusionary. They don't belong in our clothing. So that mm-hmm. is so insulting right there. You've had a ton of response to this, including from a Theodora Marlowe, who seems to be agreeing with you and saying, you know, I'm white. I've been in a luxury goods store in Switzerland. They didn't serve me either.
Yeah, absolutely. There were amazing stories that I heard from people on Twitter when I sent out my article. One of them said that her friend, who was a size 16 and a partner in a law firm, went into an upscale boutique and was immediately directed to the sale rack. Partners at law firms make up to $1 million and more. So this was a woman with money to spend, but because the assistant looked at her size, she thought, maybe you should be where no one can see you, or where you can, you know, buy things that don't cost as much.
Well, and we want to be sure, because apparently Rush Limbaugh is using your column today. You are not saying that it is not about race. You are saying it was also about race, but we have to look at some of these other factors as well. And weight may be one. Heidi Moore, the economic and business editor at The Guardian and a regular contributor to Here and Now. We would love to hear from people, their thoughts, and also we'll link you up with NPR's Code Switch to leave your Oprah moment there as well. Heidi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Back in a minute. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.